From the mean streets of Essex, England, to your phones and smart speakers around the world, this is The Daily What.
Hello, it is. It's The Daily What. I am Matt. And yesterday, the eclipse happened last night in North America. You could see the path of totality, they called it, right? Which I posted on my Instagram yesterday. Because I was following quite a lot of live streams on the talk of Tik about this, the eclipse. Because obviously here in the Kaya view, you can't see it anywhere. Like I think you could see like it was sort of crossing over the sun a little bit, like in the corner or something like that. I don't know. But you couldn't, obviously you wouldn't have noticed that because of the glare or whatever. So I was watching people like with all the equipment in America live streaming it. And obviously you get the comments. It can't possibly happen on a flat earth. So you're going to have the comments full up with flat earthers. That's a CGI, CGI. Not just random normal people with a telescope. And, you know, everything's got to be CGI and NASA, even though it's John from down the road with his £5 telescope putting it on there. But, obviously, flat earthers don't believe anything, but regardless of flat earthers, right, there was loads of conspiracy theories surrounding this,
what?
The eclipse. And I found a little article here. Because I thought the eclipse is quite, you know, what else could it be? Project Blue Beam, and all this crap people come out with. I've still not heard any flat earthers, by the way, tell me that, because they think that the moon is not real and it's see-through and you can see things through it. How did it block the sun then? I've heard all sorts of theories from these people, such as it's the black sun. There's a black sun that we don't know about, that they don't tell us about. That's what blocked it. Or other celestial, they call them, objects. I don't call them that, so don't bother correcting me. What makes me laugh is these people that think the eclipse was fake yesterday. They just know it was fake, but they'll go with any explanation. So I've seen people on TikTok, on Instagram, etc., swearing it's, well, that's so fake. What it really is this. And then someone else will say, no, it's this. And they say, yeah, that's right, it's that. Anything but what it actually was, an eclipse. Because they know they have to concede so many points if they concede that it was an actual eclipse. They have to let go of their belief system to accept that. So it can be anything but what it actually was, which was an eclipse.
Sounds like cognitive dissonance to me, mate.
But not only that, electrical systems and mobile phone infrastructure are set to be kaput, one TikToker brazenly claimed with zero evidence. By the way, this is a bit of a lefty article. Some of the wording in it is quite annoying, but it's the first article I found, and I really can't be bothered to search for another one. And people that listen to my podcasts, like people that listen to The Daily What and Whatcast, are never happy anyway, so I'll just read what I read. Electrical systems and mobile phone infrastructures are set to be kaput, one TikToker brazenly claimed with zero evidence. They're saying, be ready for like power outages and stuff like that. Cell service disruptions, buy unnecessary groceries. Stock up on food. All the time you get this from these. Anytime anything happens, stock up on food. But they never do. They never do. But you've got to do it because they want to sound like they're all knowing on TikTok and get some views, some likes and whatever. But they're saying stock up on necessary groceries. Influencer Clark Payne said. Clark Payne!
You just made the list!
Put Clark Payne on the list. However, there was a catch to his claims. He sells torches and phone chargers. People share these. Solar-powered block, man. It's got a flashlight, obviously. You can charge your phone on it. You can play Angry Birds. Does anyone still play Angry Birds?
China?
The creator added. So it says city, another theory. Cities of Nineveh? Fuck knows. I'm not religious. This is a religious thing. Mystical social media creators claim to have mapped the path of totality, showing that it covers between 6 and 8 places named Nineveh. I don't know how to say it. Nineveh, a town mentioned in Genesis in the Bible, has influencers placing nonsensical religious significance on mapping. Yep. Nonetheless, along with a clear lack of detail, always, it appears those mapping faltered at the first hurdle. Our first hurdle. The total eclipse will pass through just 2 places called Nineveh in Ohio and Indiana. Not 6 to 8. Dan McClellan, a biblical scholar, is there such a thing out on Swiggerte? Called out the claims on TikTok after analysing NASA's data.
NASA!
He said, anyone who said that these cities fall inside the path of totality is either lying about where they're located or has manipulated the path of totality. While not a conspiracy per se, Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, I've actually heard of her, I don't know who it is though, has added fuel to the fire for those that believe something more clandestine. I'm sorry. I can't read basic words sometimes. I've just been to work, been to the gym, and now I'm blaming that on my inability to read basic words. Green has attributed the natural events to a higher power. God. Urging Americans to repent for their sins after being given strong signs. More than 8 million people saw her social media post as she seemingly forgot to add context that solar eclipses can be predicted well in advance. Well, they can. They can on the globe model, let's say that, right? Well in advance. God is sending America strong signs to tell us to repent. What good does it do then? Like in religion, so I can literally live whatever life I want. As soon as end times are coming, as long as I say, I repent, I say, all right, then heaven for you. You can go there. You've repented. Don't matter that you killed 100 million people. She wrote on X, formerly the Twitter. Everyone has to always point that out. We know it's X. On Friday. Earthquakes and eclipses and many more things to come. I pray. Hang on. I pray that our country listens. So she's talking about lots of events happening in her country, like disastrous events, natural disasters, such as earthquakes and eclipses. When does eclipses cause any damage? Oh, there's going to be eclipses everywhere. Carnage for them eclipses. What are you fucking talking about? While Green's hot take on the eclipse may play into some conspiracy theories, others slammed her explanation. One person commented, Marjorie, thank you for keeping the oldest jokes about ignorant Republicans alive. Alex Jones, I always bring him in. Alex Jones, owner of far-right conspiracy theory and fake news website InfoWars, going into it. He said some things that have actually been true, Alex Jones has. But much generally, a bell end. Is back trying to spark public hysteria. At a recent X Spaces event, his co-host claimed that globalists have a nefarious plan for the total solar eclipse. Jones said that the government is going to use the eclipse as a practical run to declare martial law. Oh my God, Alex. Martial law! They're going to declare martial law! I love the way Alex sells all this health food and juice and stuff that is supposed to be good for you. Because you're being poisoned by the government! And he's like a round fuck. Like he looks like a planet himself. So he's obviously eating lots of shit. A cup of tea. But it was Mike Adams who came up with the wildest ideas without a smidgen of evidence. He said, the globalists, they believe these events have special powers. So they're lining up important things in their minds. Things to summon power. I know a lot of people that believe this drivel. They'll be nodding along with this right now. They are using the solar eclipse as a justification for the nefarious plans they intend to carry out. Why do you keep repeating yourself? So without going into what any of the nefarious plans actually are, none of those things happened, by the way. But everyone that predicted those things will now give you an excuse why they didn't happen. This is what I've come to learn from people. People speak with such confidence, get believed by gullible people, and then the thing doesn't happen. And then the person says, well, the reason it didn't happen is because they changed their plans because they knew that we was all onto it. So now they're going to do it on a different day. Like that, the Queen's death was a prime example. And presidents are another prime example. Like the Queen's death, that everyone predicted it would be on this certain significant day. It wasn't on that day. And then because it weren't that day and it was on an insignificant day, everyone that predicted this significant day then said, oh, they changed it because we was onto them. They won't think, hang on, perhaps that was bollocks. Perhaps my fucking bollocks that I swallowed online was absolute shit. They don't ever think that. They think, oh, yeah, they realised that us smart people was onto them with these plans. They're never wrong. They never just say, like, I love conspiracy theories. I love talking about conspiracy theories. I even believe some of the conspiracy theories or think there's at least elements of truth to some of them. But if I go on about it and then it doesn't happen, I actually come on to my podcast, this or whatcast, and say that was bollocks. That didn't happen. I don't have to double down and pretend that I didn't mean that. Oh yeah, I didn't mean that. Like the presidents, I know people that have predicted president, get it wrong every time. Yeah, they're selected, not elected. They're selected, not elected. And then they this one's definitely going to win because of numbers. And then they don't win. They've changed it. They changed their plans because that someone else was more relevant with the numbers. Like, I know so many people predicting Trump is going to get in next time because of numbers, right? Not because there's only two candidates. There's a 50% chance of being right and Biden's done a terrible job, right? But because of numbers. So if he gets in, they'll be like, told you. And if he doesn't get in, it won't matter to these people. They'll just say, well, you know, the numbers changed. Hurts my brain. The childishness of this drivel that you have to be right all the time. I'm going to quickly touch on something that I've seen. The media. Now, the people that I've just been attacking will now agree with me on this, I'm presuming. All I want is transparency. All I want is honesty. I don't really care about, you know, your opinions on things. Just call it as you see. And as I see this, the UK is heading for a mini heatwave on the 12th. What's the day today? The 9th. So on the 12th, we're going to get a mini heatwave. So because, do you know how I know this? Because I've been reading articles today. You know what the articles say about a mini heatwave? You know what they've got on the articles? What picture they've got on the articles? A map. You know when they do a map, when they do the areas that are going to be the hottest are slightly darker than the areas that are not going to be hot, right? And they've got a whole map of Europe from above. It's just a drawing, but it's a map of Europe. And on this map of Europe, the map is red. You would think it was a map of the floor is lava. The ridiculous levels the news go to frighten you all the time that anything slightly out of the ordinary is happening. By the way, it's going to be mid-April. I've known mid-April's be quite warm before. But you would think like in the UK, especially in the southeast UK where I am, the weather map is literally crimson red. Crimson red. The temperature on the 12th is going to be 21 degrees. 21, which is literally bat average. They're depicting it on a map like melting point. Like we are going to sink into a volcano unless we all get an electric car. I think that's what they're trying to get across, right? You know, you've all got to Greta's going to be back on one.
I told you. How dare you?
Fuck off, Greta.
Greta! You just made the list again!
So, that is the scary news today. We're going to have a mini heatwave, which means obvious disasters. There'd be fucking earthquakes and eclipses everywhere if we keep having this hot weather. I'm telling you now. So another thing, there's a couple of other things I just wanted to talk about because they've annoyed me. And that's what the Daily What is about, really. The first one is, I don't know what it is like for anyone else, but especially the wonderful NHS, the envy of the world, right? Or the NHS seems to be the one that tells you this. So you phone up for a doctor's appointment or for any appointment, you know, people can't be bothered. Customer service is an irrelevance these days for some reason because people are going to have the services anyway. But the NHS are properly up their own arse, especially since COVID. Like, you phone the doctors. This is my doctors and anyone else that I know that I tell things like this, they tell me it's the same for them. Yeah. So if I phone my doctors, it'll be like, press this button for appointments, this button for test results, this button for fucking some other five other options. I don't even know what other options you could possibly need. If you're phoning the doctors, you need test results or an appointment. You don't want to chat to Betty behind the fucking counter, do you? Betty the fucking receptionist. Yeah, is that Betty? Yeah, did you see EastEnders last night, Bet? No one wants to do that. So you only want one of two things, but they give you five options. No matter which option you pick, you will get the most annoying tune played to you and a voice that the same voice that's just been on talking to you, giving you the options, the AI voice, will then say, you are caller number 78 in the queue or something like that. And you think, I bet they ain't got 78 patients, let alone 78 in the queue. No one's phoning up at this time. This would be like about 6 a.m. or something. But regardless of whether you're 78th in the queue or you are caller number one in the queue, you wait for the same amount of time. Like, and you know, because I've heard the phones ringing down there and while I've been sitting in my doctor's waiting for an appointment, you hear the phone ringing and not everyone ignoring it. And they're doing nothing but having a conversation. There's no one else on any phone for you, for the person on the phone now ringing to be number 78, right? And I've even been down there before when I've been sitting in the waiting room and a woman has literally walked in from the outside and said, what are you doing? I'm calling you from outside and I'm calling number three in the queue and I've been watching you through the window and you're literally dealing with no other phone calls or customers or patients in here. You're just chatting. And the receptionist, Betty, let's call her Betty, I don't know what her name is, give it the usual standard post-COVID human response. If you're rude to me, we'll strike you off and you can find a new doctor. So literally, I can be as rude and fucking lazy as I want to be because I've got a God complex because I work for the wonderful NHS. Let's applaud them at six. For dancing and doing TikTok videos during COVID. But you can't get annoyed with my behaviour that I'm getting paid for by you. Like, by the person that's trying to get the appointment is paying. It's not free. If you work, you pay National Insurance, which pays NHS. Everyone has to, right? It's not an opt-out. So the person is likely paying for that person's wages by force. All they're asking is for someone to pick up a fucking phone and make them a doctor's appointment. And instead you have to drive. I literally, now, if I pick up the phone, they say you're number four in the queue. Four and onwards, I think, right, fuck the queue. Put the phone down, drive to the doctor's, walk in, get served straight away, make an appointment straight away while every other fucker's still on the phone waiting while Betty's doing fuck all but her nails. And then I get my appointment and drive home again. And I've done all that and someone that was ahead of me in the queue still third in the queue. So I don't know whether that happens in multiple countries. If you're in other countries around the world here, you know, we're building up here now on the Daily What. Let me know if you have the same sort of experience. Another thing I can't stand, right, is that thing. I've just seen something on the TV. I was watching a show. I don't remember what it was now. But they come up with that shit phrase that people come out with when they just think that they're being original and innovative. And they say, teamwork makes the dream work. And whenever I hear that, first of all, I think this.
China.
Because I think that to everything. But then I think this. What? And then I'll do this.
Oh, what a clothesline.
What the fuck are these stupid sayings that people come out with? Like, you know what really makes me cringe? I've never had a job like this, and I could never have a job like this. When people start their day of work, like they're literally an office bod that doesn't do much of anything or whatever, and they start their day with a huddle. Like the people have a huddle to be a team. Or if you're a salesman, you have a huddle. Like if you're a salesman, sofa salesman or a window salesman, I don't know, someone that does sales, any kind of sales. You have a huddle to G each other up. We're going to do this today. We're going to smash it today, guys. And there's no I in team. And all these shit phrases that people come out with. And I think to myself, I'm always better on my own. I work better on my own in every team. A shit. Like, if you're a team and you've got a cunt in the team, your team's either carrying someone or they're shit because you got the twat letting you down. There's always someone that won't be a team. People want to be selfish. People just come out with these crap phrases all the time to make themselves out. Guess what I thought? What'd you think of, Mike? Teamwork makes the dream work. You didn't think of that. That's been going since 1901. Why do you want to be credited with these cringy sayings anyway? Come out with this crap. Teammate, that no one likes the team they're in. You can't pick your team. Like, if you go to work, right, you're in this team, you're in this sales team here, you'd be with such a bunch of wankers, I'd imagine. I've never been part of a team. I work in a team at my job, but we don't do this bollocks, and it ain't really a team. You sort of work together for your own benefit, but no one's like, genius, come on, let's do it for the team, one team. No one does that. If they did, I would leave. I'd rather be unemployed than part of that. Yeah. And when they say, what do they call it? A blue sky thinking. Like, they come out with all this shit. Yeah, they're just throwing this out there, guys. What about this idea? Just let's, what do they call it? Oh, I can't even remember the stupid. Watch The Apprentice or any. Like, they come out with this shit on that as well. Like, everyone's part of a team. Let's do it for the team. And then as soon as the team goes wrong on The Apprentice, everyone blames each other. It weren't me. It was your shit. It's what they do. So what bother with all the shit words and the buzzwords beforehand and the G-ups and the fucking huddles and the don't know I in team and the teamwork makes the dream work and all this shit. If you're going to immediately point and poke blame at each other the minute something goes fucking wrong, the most mildest thing goes wrong, and suddenly you'll hate each other again. And then when you all survive in The Apprentice and go to the next round, you're all mates again. Our team, we worked so well as a team so far. No, you ain't. You fall apart the minute you fucking lose a task. Just like the real world. Everyone loves each other when things are going well. When you need someone, and there's no one there. Like in my entire life, I've never been someone that surrounded myself with a lot of mates. But I have got a decent amount of mates. And I've always had the same ones. And I don't dislike my mates. Like they don't really annoy me. Sometimes they do. I talk a lot of bollocks, some of them, but then so do I. But I think in my entire life, I've only actually had one friend. Someone that you consider a friend, not a mate. A mate is not a friend. A mate is someone that you both sort of use each other for a beer because you just fancy doing something and they're quite reliable or whatever. But I only know one person that would ever actually just think of me and think of doing something nice for me without me asking them to, and think of just seeing how I am every now and then, or, you know, things like that. Just one out of my entire life. And I think that I'm quite lucky to have someone like that. And he's not an amazing person or anything, don't get me wrong. Just a reliable, thoughtful person. But I think a lot of people think they've got that, but they're generally surrounded by nosy pricks that just, so how's it going? What'd you do? Because they want, like, I know people so two-faced, like mates of mine, so two-faced, come out with me for a beer and me and a few others and just run down all of their other mates that I also know. And then they'll go out for a beer with the other mates and they'll run us down. I know this. I'm no fool. Oh, Matt's still doing that shit podcast. Ah, what a cunt. That's a general conversation, I expect. But you either, you can either care or don't care. But the point I'm trying to get to is, well, not getting to anything. I've made it from the beginning. Is that teams are bollocks. Like, I bet, like, even a football team, even in a fucking, like, sports team, most of the team, they wouldn't associate with each other off the pitch or off the, out of the, wherever they fucking play.
It doesn't go down! Are you dumb?
Fuck do you want?
Got it.
Cheers. Yeah, I don't believe in teams. Anyway. I think look out for yourself. You can rely on yourself. Right, anyway, that'd do for the Daily What today. Just thought I'd come and have a bit of a rant. Always good.
Fake news.
I'm not presenting anything as the real news here, but, you know, mind the floor. If you're in the UK, mind the floor. It will be very lava-like at the weekend or middle of the week, whenever it's going to be. Yeah, middle of the week. We're only on Tuesday, aren't we? I will probably be back for a whatcast, a little short whatcast to promote the Patreon that's going out this Sunday, which is the Royal Family Conspiracy Theories that we've got on patreon.com/whatcast or on Spotify as whatcast Patreon. Loads of deep dives on there. So go subscribe. Thanks for the new subscribers. Much appreciated. Yeah, that's like a nearly 2 hour show. I'll probably be sharing like some clips of that later in the week, and probably do a couple of watts of the week as well on whatcast. I might not do it at all. But I'm just, if I see you again, it'd be then. Otherwise, I might just do another Daily What this week. Who the fuck knows? I don't know. But this one is over. So I'll catch you later. And I'm just going to find the little thing to play myself out here. See you later. Ain't that one either. This is a bit of a fucked up ending. See ya.
You have been listening to The Daily What. Follow on social media at Whatcast with a K and listen to The Daily What and Whatcast wherever you get your podcasts.